Maybe something got...
Burp?
If your throat was...
Throw up?
Yeah. If your throat was sore, someone might give you something solid to eat, and you say, no, I can't... can't eat anything solid. I just couldn't swallow. You know.
Got a strep throat, but I don't know what you're thinking about.
He couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Chew it or swallow it? No.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. He couldn't swallow it. I want to ask you about the sort of things you might... kind of things you might have, some sort of dishes or food you might eat. Now, wheat, do you ever make a wheat baked...
whole wheat bread?
Yeah, any kind of... What would you call wheat baked in loaves?
Light bread.
Okay. Now, there's a difference between the type of bread you make at home and the kind you buy at the store.
Yeah, the homemade bread now.
Called...
Well, I don't know, of course, that you do make a whole wheat bread. Of course, you can buy whole wheat bread in the store, but I've had a friend that used to make whole wheat bread. It was a friend of mother's and gave us the whole wheat bread that she made, and it was in loaves.
But it was good.
It was real good. But I don't know, the homemade bread has just got a different taste to it than the bakery bread. Some bakers try to make some of it like homemade bread, but I don't know what the difference is.
Did your mother used to make?
No, she just made rolls and biscuit and stuff.
Yeah.
Your back bothering you now?
Just
look like you're
bit.
Moving around.
Just a little bit. It's okay.
Would a straight chair sit better?
No, I think I will sit in a straight chair if you don't mind. I appreciate it.
I see you squinching around. That's really nothing.
Yeah, I think straight chair. Yeah, that'll sit a lot better if you don't mind. Is that light bulb?
No, no, that's fine.
I wish you could have heard the lady I was talking
to. Oh, well.
He's been talking about food. I'll have you in here. You
40 years ago, this lady. She's the cutest thing.
Yeah.
She really has an accent.
He got in a straight chair. He had back bothers him.
No, that's okay. It's
fine. I told him he had plenty of back. He said, well, most of it's in his long legs, not his back.
That's right. We talked about that yesterday.
The other day, yeah.
About the things you might make from, your mother might make from flour, wheat. You're talking about biscuits and rolls. Would she ever make anything with
cornbread?
Yeah. What would she make from cornmeal? Any sort of? Can you name all of them?
Well,
tell me about all the things she'd make from cornmeal.
Cornbread. Of course, you make cornbread dressing. Stuffing for a turkey or something.
Right.
And then you make, hoe cakes, I guess, is made. Hoe cakes are made out of cornbread, aren't they, Joanne?
Hoe cakes was, what did they look like?
And cornbread sticks? Hoe cakes is just like a hot cake, except it's made out of cornbread.
Would you ever make any cornmeal in a
cornmeal skillet? Muffins, too,
Okay. Would you ever make any in a skillet, you know, cook it up in a skillet that way?
Yeah, just a big pan. She'd cook it that way for the dogs or cats or something. A lot of times, put a bunch of grease in and feed the dogs and cats.
Uh-huh.
We always had a bunch of pets. I always had a dog and cat or something. I always had a dog and a cat. All kind of animals. I had rabbits and pigeons, and we had a squirrel and...
What kind of dogs you got?
Oh, I've had all kind of dogs. I got a Dalmatian just soon after joining. I got married. In fact, she gave the first Christmas we were married after got married. She gave me a Dalmatian dog, and I've had German Shepherd and just plain little Rat Terriers and just plain old Mongol.
Yeah,
they make about as good a dog as anything.
Well, yeah.
I tell you, they do. They don't have the sickness and the troubles that the purebred dogs have.
Yeah. Now,